technical and medical. Infertility. When healthy, the natural state of a man and woman's body is fertile, even though there are only certain days each month that a woman's body can conceive a child. Infertility, by contrast, occurs when specific conditions or factors make it difficult or impossible for a man and woman to conceive and bear a child. Notably, infertility is not a standalone disease. It is a symptom of underlying reproductive health conditions or factors such as a person's age or the lack of viable reproductive body parts due to injury or at birth defects, though these are admittedly rare. Doctors typically diagnose a couple with infertility after 6 to 12 months of barrier-free intercourse. This does not mean that it is impossible for a couple to get pregnant, but it does mean that it will be very difficult, especially without proper treatments. For women, reproductive health conditions include endometriosis, adenomyosis, PCOS, blocked fallopian tubes, uterine fibroids, hormonal imbalances, the body fat percentage either too high or too low, and other lifestyle factors. For men, reproductive health conditions include low sperm count, low sperm motility, erectile dysfunction, and diet, lifestyle, and other environmental factors. While it is common to think of infertility as a woman's problem, men and women on the whole bear the burden of infertility equally, with 1/3 of cases due to women, 1/3 of cases due to men, and the remaining 1/3 due to combined causes. Studies estimate that a couple's diagnosis of infertility results from 4 or more reproductive health conditions, underscoring the need for comprehensive diagnostic approaches. Indeed, there is no one-size-fits-all solution to infertility. Restorative reproductive medicine. Restorative reproductive medicine is a scientific and evidence-based approach that seeks to identify, diagnose, and treat the root causes of infertility, restoring normal reproductive function where possible. Rather than bypassing reproductive issues, RRM works to improve overall health, increase fertility potential, and support natural conception. Treatments may include ultrasounds, blood tests, hormone panels, laparoscopic and exploratory surgeries, examining the man's or woman's overall health and lifestyle, eliminating environmental endocrine disruptors, and assessing the health and fertility of the individual's partner. While methods to identify, diagnose, and treat infertility with RRM vary, prominent options include natural procreative technology, also known as NAPRO technology, fertility awareness-based methods, menstrual cycle charting, and other fertility education and medical management options, or FEM. The success rates of RRM are comparable or greater than other approaches too. One study found that 41% of couples previously diagnosed with infertility conceived naturally after undergoing RRM-based treatments, compared to the overall average of a 25% success rate with IVF. In another study, 32% of women who had an average of 2 failed IVF cycles conceived naturally following targeted interventions with RRM. In particular, the study noted that these women had significant negative predictive characteristics for healthy live birth, including advanced reproductive age, an average of 5.8 years of infertility, with 2.1 previous IVF attempts, with only 5% having previously had a live birth from IVF. Despite these undesirable prognostic indicators, the overall RRM live birth rate was 32%. Women aged 35 to 38 had a live birth rate of 37.5%, and older women over 40 had a live birth rate of 27.4%. These results mirror other studies assessing the effectiveness of RRM to achieve live birth rates. and a large Irish study of 1,239 couples, most of whom had been trying for more than a year to conceive, natural procreative technology treatments, a medical specialty that uses fertility awareness-based methods to identify and medically, surgically, and hormonally treat underlying causes of infertility, achieved a 52.8% cumulative live birth rate over 2 years, with the highest success among younger couples. RRM goes beyond childbearing goals and may treat other difficult symptoms associated with reproductive health conditions, including hormonal acne, hormonal weight gain, hormonal mood and depression, painful periods, painful flare-ups, bloating, inflammation, heavy periods, irregular symptoms or irregular periods themselves, nerve pain, bowel symptoms, pain during sexual intercourse, and even back pain. RRM goes beyond childbearing goals and may treat other difficult symptoms associated with reproductive health conditions. Key approaches within RRM. RRM draws upon various methods for understanding and managing fertility. These include natural procreative technology, developed by Dr. Thomas Hilgers at the Pope Paul VI Institute. NAPRO technology uses the Creighton Model Fertility Care System to chart a woman's cycle and guide medical diagnosis. It addresses hormonal imbalances, ovulation disorders, endometriosis, polycystic ovary syndrome, and more through targeted ethical, medical, and surgical interventions. Creighton Model Fertility Care System, a standardized medically integrated form of fertility charting that relies on observing cervical mucus. It provides a shared language for both couples and medical professionals and is the diagnostic foundation for natural procreative technology. Then there's the Billings Ovulation Method. One of the oldest and most researched methods, Billings trains women to identify their fertile and infertile phases by observing changes in cervical mucus without requiring internal exams or temperature tracking. Then there's the Fertility Education and Medical Management Approach, or FEM. This is a newer method combining fertility education with hormone-focused healthcare. FEM incorporates detailed hormone testing and seeks to address women's reproductive and overall health through medical treatment based on cycle biomarkers. Then there is FACTS, or the Fertility Appreciation Collaborative, to teach the science. Founded by Dr. Marguerite Duane, FACTS is a clearinghouse of evidence-based research and education on fertility awareness-based methods. They aim to educate medical professionals on the scientific underpinnings of fertility awareness-based methods and their clinical applications. FACTS also helps promote informed consent and patient empowerment through education. Many innovations in medical devices also offer couples or individuals more opportunities than ever to steward their fertility. There's the Oura Ring, a smart ring that tracks temperature trends, heart rate variability, and sleep patterns. It partners with the Natural Cycles app, which is the only FDA-approved birth control app for fertility prediction. Natural Cycles, as I just mentioned, is an app-based fertility tracker that uses basal body temperature and optional Oura Ring integration to predict fertile days. It's the first FDA-cleared birth control app on the market. Then there is TempDrop, a wearable sensor worn on the upper arm during sleep that tracks and learns your unique basal body temperature patterns to help predict ovulation. There's the AVA bracelet, a wrist-worn device used overnight that monitors physiological parameters like skin temperature, resting pulse rate, and breathing rate to detect the fertile window. There's the DAISY Fertility Tracker, a standalone basal body thermometer with a built-in algorithm that calculates fertility status based on daily temperature readings and menstrual cycle data. There's the Mirror Fertility Tracker, a handheld hormone analyzer that tests urine to measure hormone levels like LH and estrogen for precise ovulation tracking. There's the Anito Fertility Monitor, an at-home device that attaches to your smartphone to analyze multiple fertility hormones in urine, offering lab-grade hormone tracking for conception planning. There's KEG Fertility Tracker, a smart intravaginal sensor that analyzes cervical fluid using electrolyte measurements to predict fertile days. It also doubles as a Kegel trainer and provides personalized insights via a mobile app. Each of these models empowers couples to understand fertility as a vital sign of health. They encourage couples to work with their bodies rather than against them, and they open the door to holistic healing and integrated care.